Is your government satisfied with the performance of the National Army against these rebel M23 forces that claim to be controlling Bunagana and other areas of the northeast part of the country?
We have no problem with the tactics used by our army in order to protect our population, because the Congolese army is there for the Congolese population. They refuse to engage any combat operation within a town full of thousands and thousands of kids, women, and the population escaping from the other villages around. And they decided to leave and to go far away in order to wait another situation to occur in order to protect our population. This is what happened. That is why there is no punishment that have been given to the officer in control of that area.
A spokesman for the governor of North Kivu is specifically laying the blame on neighboring Rwanda for supporting these rebel groups. What is your government position on this?
I think it is something far away from the reality. We are not accusing these neighboring countries to giving assistance. We are accusing them to implicate themselves in combat operations. We have evidence now that Rwandese soldiers and officers are directly implicated in the combat operations in the field.
So what are you doing about this evidence that you said you have?
We have first of all, told them to go back to their country. They have nothing to do in Congo. Secondly, we have decided to get in touch with the Security Council and the African Unity Organization. And I think by tomorrow we shall start a very important discussion in Addis Ababa with all the 11 countries that are part of the Great Lakes Organization, including Rwanda, on the matter.
When would your government go to the Security Council to press your case? And then last time I spoke with you, you made mention of the fact that there's a joint committee that is assessing the current situation. What has been the analysis about the evidence that you have so far? And are you going to present it to them as well?
The Joint Commission was working. And when we saw that our partners of Rwanda get out from that joint team that were scrutinizing the evidence brought by our officials, it is when we went to Security Council. We wrote to Security Council, and the case is under discussion in Security Council. We went also to UA. And it will be part of the next summit to come among heads of state. And we have also obtained that we speak tomorrow, by tomorrow, the following day in Addis Ababa, to speak about the matter.
What is your government going to do? Because I heard that your government and top officials try to meet officials of Rwanda to resolve these concerns that you have. Is that going to continue, or this is going to create diplomatic tensions between Kinshasa and Kigali?
We are already in tension, and we know that in such a case, we have a three manner to solve the case. There is a military engagement that is going on the field. There is a political, that is why we are mobilizing our people to resist this aggression from a neighboring country. And there is a diplomatic contact that are going on. We have not declared war to Rwanda. That is why we are using all the three ways of ending this aggression against our country.
So what is your government's message to the rest of Africa about this external aggression that you are speaking about?
We are repeating our call upon all African countries to act in order to stop this aggression from our neighbors. Secondly, we have asked the Security Council just to apply international law against a country that is aggressing another country, that is disrupting peace and the security in this very fragile region. That is what we are calling for from any well-wishers in the international community, while resisting in the field militarily.